Cambridge Muslim College, training the next generation of Muslim thinkers.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah, wa alihi wa sahbihi wa man wala wa ba'd. I'd like to talk today about hope and hopefulness. This is what we call raja in our religious vocabulary. من كان يرجو لقاء الله فإن أجل الله لآت وهو السميع العليم. Whoever hopes for the meeting with Allah, that time is coming. He is the hearing and the knowing. And this raja, this hopefulness, takes so many forms and so many that it should in fact be the air that we breathe. And it's different from other kinds of hope that take up our other times, our shadow times. So raja is the hopefulness of Allah's mercy and the looking forward to His forgiveness and to good things, blessings, ni'am in this world. Whereas what we call tamanni, kind of vain hopes, idle hopes, or tamanna ala Allah, Al-ajizu man atba'a nafsahu hawaha wa tamanna ala Allah. This is a hadith. Al-kayyisu man dana nafsahu wa amila lima ba'd al-maut. The intelligent person is he who calls himself to account and works for eternity, for what follows death. Wal-ajizu man atba'a nafsahu hawaha wa tamanna ala Allah. And the loser, the inadequate, is the person who allows his ego to follow its desires and then just hopes that Allah will kind of forgive him or bring a good outcome. And that's a vain hope. That's a wrong attitude. So in a sense, we go in our lives not just between fear and hope, but also between two kinds of hope, a good hope and a bad hope. And the ego is very good at producing false hope. Oh, I'm not really very good with my prayers, but I hope Allah will forgive me. Oh, I'm not very good at this, but inshallah it'll come all right. Or it's the gambler's hope, in a sense. The gambler knows that the odds are always stacked against him, otherwise nobody would be in the industry. But still he has this vain hope, maybe the scratch card will bring me a new car, I'll be a millionaire. This is the tamanni, this idle hope, which is very un-Islamic and is often based on the wrong kind of understanding of divine power. So the believer between raja and khawf, hope and fear, but also between raja and tamanni, in our good times we just hope for Allah's mercy and through actually acting in obedience to Him. And in our bad times we mess up and we just, well, I know it's a gamble, but I'm going to gamble with God and hope that this comes out all right. And very many of our sins are accompanied by this tamanni. I'm going to do this bad thing because I'm feeling depressed and down, and I'm going to do it, and Allah will forgive me. Ghafoor al-Rahim, forgiving, merciful. This is something that can facilitate sin. Now, one of the great messages of Scripture is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings about apparently unlikely hopes. Who would have thought that the Israelites would be rescued from Fir'aun? Very unlikely. Who would have thought that Noah and his people would be delivered? Who would have thought that the Blessed Virgin Mary would be vindicated when she comes with the apparently illegitimate child to face the music back in Jerusalem? Who would have thought that Sayyidina Yusuf in the depths of the well would ever have had any kind of life? But all of these flowerings come about through people not losing hope. Yes is a sin. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, كان يحب الفأل. He used to love optimism. In other words, we are doing what we can as Muslims and we hope that things will come right. And we look at the dark state of the world, but we hope that there will be a new dawn. And this is what keeps us sane. And Scripture is saying, if you do that in the right spirit, don't underestimate the divine power to achieve any kind of outcome, even these amazingly unlikely ones. So one of my favorite Islamic CDs at the moment, Prophetic Praise, some of you will have heard about it, which has, it's really a celebration from around the world of different voices who are in love with the holy prophetic presence, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Sami Yusuf is on there, Ali Keeler, but there's a song that I particularly like, maybe my favourite, which is by Dawood Wansby Ali, where he really talks about the kind of long history of the story of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in terms of his Abrahamic ancestry. So, old Abraham as God's true friend, I've got the lyrics here, I'm not going to sing it for you, did wife and son to him commend. Through Zamzam, God did both defend, and on the twain did mercy send. The sage's seeds dwelt midst the weeds of Jurhum's vain and heathen deeds, but God kept clean that string of beads, a prophet's kin no idol heeds. So here the lyrics are saying that apparent hopeless exile, Hajar and her kid out in the trackless desert with nothing to drink, through not giving way to despair, the wonder of Zamzam unexpectedly happens. And it's still happening. We drink from it ourselves, alhamdulillah. And then, despite the, as it were, spiritual desert into which they have been projected, surrounded by Jurhum and Kinana and the ignorant pagan tribes, with nobody but God to support them, still, through their trust, they build the Kaaba, shrine of monotheism, in the middle of Arabian wastelands and paganism, as the purest place on earth. And despite the inrush of paganism into the Haram, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings out of that obscure, apparently hopeless story in the middle of nowhere, the greatest prophecy, the greatest scripture, the greatest civilization the world has ever seen, that wonder. So that's Dawood's song, and I'm very very hopeful on the basis of this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes us to be people of Raja, people of hope. And in the current circumstances of the Ummah, we need to remember that the Ummah has been through hard times before, many times. We think of the disasters in Baghdad, but then perhaps we forget what it would have been like 800 years ago when the Mongols, Hulagu, sacked the city of Baghdad and trampled the Khalifa under the hooves of horses and filled the river with all of the great books of the Muslims, precious, beautiful manuscripts, so that the horses could ride across the great river. The river was full of books. The city on fire, the women raped, the city destroyed, ethnic cleansing on an inconceivable scale, mountains of skulls, and then silence after Dar es Salaam, Dar al Khilafah, the greatness of what was the greatest city in the world. Silence, a ruin, smoking rubble. And then what happens? The Mongols convert to Islam, subhanAllah, through the efforts of the Murshideen and the people of Tariqah. And then they become great upholders of Islam. So the great enemies come over to the truth. But how was that made possible? Because the ulama had sabr and had raja' and they never despaired. And the thing that will carry us through this period in the history of the Ummah is through not despairing, not succumbing to depression and anxiety, but having confidence that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one to whom everything returns. Allah ila Allahi tasirul umur. So if raja' was possible for Hajar and Ismail alayhim as-salam in that vast arid desert, it should be possible for ourselves. And this is how Allah wishes us to be, knowing that He is the author of history and that there's always a dawn after every nightfall. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this month of Ramadan make it a time of new beginnings for us and keep us on the straight path, which is the path of raja' and not the path of tamanni, insha'Allah. Barakallahu fikum, wal afu minkum, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Cambridge Muslim College, training the next generation of Muslim thinkers.